Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we have been preaching and teaching through the Book of Hebrews. Those lessons can't cover everything, of course, so these podcasts are digging a bit deeper. And today we're in Hebrews chapter 13, verses 20 and 21. They read, "May the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will. And may he work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory for ever and ever. Amen." Well, we get an amen here, but we're not quite at the end of the letter. But having asked his readers to pray for him, now the writer to the Hebrews offers a prayer. May the God of peace. And he talks about the eternal covenant, he talks about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, he talks about the nature of Jesus, that he's the shepherd of the sheep, and part of what he does, that he equips us. He equips us to do good things, and again, through Jesus, and to the glory of Jesus. The first covenant, of course, was inaugurated through blood, the blood of the covenant, Exodus 24, verse 8. And sometimes that was called the eternal covenant in the old covenant, but the new covenant can also be called, that is indeed, the eternal covenant, for there are no more covenants to come. This is the final and last one, prophesied in Isaiah 55. I will make an everlasting covenant with you. Or Jeremiah 32, I will make an everlasting covenant with them. And Ezekiel 37:26, it will be an everlasting covenant. And it was the blood of this covenant to which the Hebrew, writer to the Hebrews, is referring. And he talks about it in Hebrews, in particularly chapter 9, verses 11 to 22. We won't go over that again now, but you can go back and look at the previous podcasts on that. And so that's it, the eternal covenant brought about through the blood of Jesus Christ, the one who was resurrected. And he is now our shepherd, particularly John 10. Verses 11 to 29 describe him as that wonderful shepherd who's willing to lay down his life for those he has come to save, though he is shepherding. And the image, of course, also occurs in passages like 1 Peter 2, verse 25, "You were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls." The chief shepherd, he's called in 1 Peter 5, verse 4. What a joy! What an encouragement to be shepherded by this resurrected Lord Jesus, who will never die and always lives to intercede for us, and who lives eternally to supply what we need. And I think that's coursing through the veins of the writer here. As having asked for prayers, he now prays for the needs of the people he's writing to. He has a majestic confidence in God's provision. He has such confidence in God. And the confidence is just as important as the things that he prays for, and indeed that's true for us too. The God of peace is more than someone who gives just a feeling of peace. It is the quality of our union between God and us. It is enjoying the salvation that comes through Jesus and the peace that comes because of that salvation. Romans 5:1, "Since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." He himself is our peace, Ephesians 2, verse 14, and Colossians 1:20, making peace through his blood shed on the cross. And because of that, we know that God will continue and Jesus will continue to supply us with what we need, to equip us, as he says in verse 21. The word here, kartatizai, means literally to put into a proper condition or to make complete. It can mean to restore, repair, or mend. It's used in the Gospels describing the disciples mending their nets. As Brown says in his commentary on this passage, "The superb final prayer of this letter assures these believers that things can be different. The God of peace can mend that which is torn and repair that which is broken. If some parts of your faith have been torn, damaged, or broken, it can be repaired by Jesus Christ. Let's just stay close to him, and he will restore what needs to be restored." Well, next time we'll look at verse 22. Until then, our church can be found at nwlcc.org. My email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org, and my Twitter feed is mccx. In iTunes, if you type in mccx into the search bar and look under podcasts, you should find us there. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.